FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with international breaking news this hour. The Israeli Prime Minister has confirmed it's agreed to a ceasefire with Iran, which Donald Trump says is in effect. Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened a forceful response to any violations. It's being reported 9 people have been killed during overnight Israeli strikes on northern Iran. Meanwhile, emergency services in southern Israel say at least 4 people have been killed there. Sky's Pat McCadden has more.
What we now want to see, if this ceasefire does hold, is Iran, having learned that it can't be allowed to proceed with this nuclear program, agreeing to bring to an end once and for all their attempt to develop a nuclear weapon.
Meanwhile, Sky's Tom Cheshire has the latest from Jerusalem.
Even though that ceasefire was announced, this was a deadly missile strike on this residential compound. Iran still deploying force right up until that last moment. The fact that since then there hasn't been a subsequent attack, it feels a bit like the sort of tense part is over.
Officials in Iran have yet to confirm the ceasefire. At the same time, Gaza's civil defense agency says Israeli forces have killed at least 21 people. It's understood the victims were waiting for aid near a distribution site. The latest deadly incident targeting aid seekers in the region has left 150 people injured. It's been condemned by the United Nations. And back home, Taxi Council Santaco has welcomed a sentence handed down on 3 KZN men convicted of taxi industry-related crimes. They've begun serving a combined 8 life imprisonment terms for murder. The trio was slapped with an extra 187 years in jail for attempted murder, kidnapping and robbery. The Durban High Court handed down the sentence last week for crimes committed in areas including Mayville, Kwatuguza and Empangeni. KZN Santaco's Sfiso Shangase says they hope more perpetrators driving the violence in the taxi industry will face the same consequences.
People cannot just be killed. And then you find that individuals who are perpetrators are just walking free. We need not become a banana republic. We want to see justice prevailing in all the cases that have been taking place, especially when it comes to tax-related issues and matters. We would want to compliment the police, which did a sterling job in terms of apprehending. Also want to appease the court for them to be able then to give out such a sentencing and the outcome and the verdict, because we are seeing justice prevailing.
And the rollout of an upgraded national population register verification service will begin next month. Home Affairs says banks, credit bureaus and other financial institutions will now have to pay more to access the register. For over a decade, the private sector's fee to access the NPR has not been adjusted from 15 cents per request. Financial institutions will now be charged 10 rand per office hour request and 1 rand per after hours request. Trade union Kasatu has welcomed the adjustment, saying the NPR is an expensive system to maintain. Here's spokesperson Matthew Parks.
This decades-long de facto subsidy to the financial institutions has created a perverse crisis where, due to absurdly low fees charged by the department, many financial institutions overload the system with requests. The consequence has been the systems being continuously offline by the sheer volume of repeat requests for information and then frequently crashing.
The top story, the Israeli Prime Minister has confirmed it's agreed to a ceasefire with Iran, which Donald Trump says is in effect. Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened a forceful response to any violations. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.